Okay, we are up to Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. How do I identify where that is? It's like smack in the middle of the page. What?
B2.
How do I identify where that is? The first word of the line is Ikka. The last word of the line is Yehuda. About halfway down the page. To count lines would be like, I don't know. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Abba, Achmar, the Rav Yehuda, Bar Zabdi. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Androgynous Chayavim al Skila Mishnei Mekaymas. And androgynous is Chayav Skila from both places. Meaning if a person has a relationship the way a male would, which is Shleika Darka, or he has it with the genital of the female genitalia, with the female part of the androgynous, he's Chayav Skila. It's Mishkav Zachar either way. Dr. Gemara Meisvei. But Blazer, I'm an androgynous, Chayavin Olav Skila Kibbezachar. Yes, an androgynous. If a male lives with an androgynous, Chayav Skila. But Medvar, I'm more in Bezachar Shaloi. That's only in the way a normal Mishkav Zachar is done, which is from the back. Avo Menachva Shaloi. But if he lives with the female part, Pater, that's not Mishkav Zachar. Not Mishkav Zachar, there's no Skila. It's not saying it's mutter, but it's saying it's putter. And Rabbi Yehuda, and we just quoted Rav saying that Andragon is chayv skila from Shnei Mekaymas. And here we have Rabbi Eliezer saying only one.
Andragon can't get married?
What? To a female he can get married. That's what we've been saying in the Mishnah. Marry a female. Can't get married to a male because, well, according to Rabbi Ezra, he wouldn't be chayv skila if the male lives benikva shalai, but he's not, right? And for the Gemara, who's armor kai tana? It's machlokes tanoi. Tanya Rabbi Shmuel Yomer, androgynous chayav maskila mishnei mekaymas. So it's machlokes tanoi. Right? Even if you learn an androgynous is a male, and there's mishkav zachar, if a zachar would live with an androgynous, to machlokes tanoi, when is there a chayav skila? Both places, meaning the way male lives with male and the way the male lives with a female, because the androgynous does have a female part of him, or is it only the male to male, not skila on the male to female? So my colleague said, no, Dr. Rashi. No Rashi. Dr. Gemara.
Can't have kids, right?
No, I don't think so. He's a male, you know. Can he have kids from?
He's a male,
I think.
I have no idea. I can only tell you that this our Mishnah, there's three opinions. He's male, he's Suffolk, or he's a different creature. Now, our Mishnah treated him male-like. Our Mishnah said he can get married, l'chatchila, to a lady. He can't be married to a man. And then Rabbi Eliezer said he's chayav skila kizachar, which we're explaining now to mean only from the zacharus, not from the nikvas. Rashi, the Mishnah said, right, that's what he said, right. So now we're taking to Machlokes Tanoim. When is there a chayav skila for a man to live with an androgynous? Rabbi Shmoy says from two places, Rabbi Eliezer says only from one place. Both are chayav. In any relationship of Mishkav Zachar, both are chayav. Something about my time with Rabbi Shmoy. What is Rabbi Shmoy's reason that he says from both? Amar Rava Bar Hamduri Azberli. Bar Hamduri explained it to me. Says in the Pasuk, that Zachar le Sishkav Mishkavei Isha. With a male, one should not sleep the way one sleeps with a woman. And it says Mishkavei Isha, plural. What do you mean Mishkavei? A person lives with a male one way. What is Mishkavei Isha? Eza Zachar Shiyesh by Shnei Mishkavas. Which male is there two ways to live with them? Habayimer is androgynous. By saying that Zachar Leitishkav Mishkavei, plural, two ways to live with it, the only Zachar that there's two ways to live with is an androgynous. And the Pasuk calls it Mishkav Zachar. Either way, it is Chayim Skila. Frek the Gemara Rabbanon, referring to Rabbi Eliezer, right, who says there's only chayev on the zachar, right, as a zachar, not as an akeva. Avagav the iskev mishnei mishkavas as zachar ksev. Meaning, the pasuk is saying, as zachar loisishkav, even though he has mishkavei, one is only chayev for the zachar, not for the nekeva. That means the pasuk is saying that the zachar parts of his mishkavei, one is chayev with. Now, comes out as follows. According to Reb Samoi, the pasuk is saying two things. Number one is don't live with any male. And when a male has two ways of living with him, don't live both ways. Either way. And according to the Rabbanon, the pasuk is only talking about androgynous. It's not talking about a regular male. It's saying that person who has mishkavei, don't live with his zachar. It's referring only to an androgynous, not to a regular male. That's going to be the Gemara's kasha. I set that up so we can learn the Gemara's kasha. Let's catch up with Rashi. Dr. Rashi says, androgynous, our shnei mishkavei sister, our custom, the Torah warns him for both. The zachrus part of one who has both, loisishkav. Frek the Gemara, Rabbanon zachar greater minagu. Where does Rabbanon know a regular zachar? If the pasuk is referring to it, see, according to Rabbi Samoi, the pasuk is saying two things. Don't live with a zachar, and if he has two, don't live with either one. But according to Rabbanon, the pasuk is specifically referring to one who has two and saying only one. That means it's not talking about a regular zachar. So how do I know a regular zachar? Dr. Gemara, and I'm learning like the Bach from the S. The Bach is Gairis, mi the S. From the extra word, the S zachar. Could have said zachar loisishkav. What's the S zachar? The S is to say even a regular male. How do we know with a regular lady that's an erva, a sister, a mother, a daughter, a sister-in-law? How do I know that there's an isha shaloi kadarka? The answer is mi ve'isha, mi isha, from the word mishkavei isha. Why did it say mishkavei isha? They told me that an isha also has two ways. Because according to everybody, at the end of the day, the pasuk is talking about every male and an androgynous.
No, not according to Rabbanon. Oh, yeah, yeah, okay, right. Good. So, but Isha Shalom Kedarka,
exactly.
Why are we paying? No.
No, because the mice said this is the source, and that we want to know where do you see the source, because this happens to be the source, this pasuk.
Of Shalom Kedarka?
Yes, yes.
So this pasuk is talking to me. Zachar, and
you're right. You're 100% right. This pasuk. And the answer is the fact that it says Mishkavei Isha to tell me that Isha also has shnei mishkavos.
Instead of what?
There's two ways with a woman: the regular way and the non-regular way.
We already used the puzzle for...
You could have said, Vazachar Leisishkav Mishkavei.
Mishkavei what?
Or a different way to say two Mishkavas. Vazachar Leisishkav Shnei Mishkavas. It would have been a different... By bringing Isha in, it's also including that Isha has Mishkavei. Dr. Ashton.
It's only... are we taking on now that Shalom Kedarka for Isha... is chayav the same?
100%. 100%.
Everybody.
100%. We had this about Rabbi Cohn. Believe me, my homie.
On this?
We had this in the sixth parish.
No, I know, but
yes.
Everybody hold that.
Yes.
Shlomo Darka.
Yes.
Not regular. You're talking about erva.
Erva, not a regular husband and wife. Erva.
What's erva? But erva. What are you bringing that down for a regular wife?
I thought that you were
trying to. For what? What's he trying to say with that?
Well, he was trying.
Oh,
he
no?
Missed
oh,
us.
No?
No. He missed. Yeah, I know. He meant. He not. I know.
No,
I know.
No,
and number two.
The doctor said it, so. Yeah. I can't explain it. I have to explain it.
Again, every erva a person's chayav kedarka and shaloi kedarka. We had this in Masechtas Yevam at Sixth Perek. You don't even have to go to a different Masechta. We had this. There was no machlokes. Absolutely none. We had it in the Sixth Perek. I don't know why you now are bothered when you weren't better than the Sixth Perek. I don't know. Forget it. Whatever is bothering you now.
No, they thought it was machlokes. That's why only now it becomes a problem.
Rashi, Rabbanan Zachar Grei de Minogu. Mishnah Lurim Simoi Vez Zachar Kol Schar Mashma. Zachar means all Schar. Mishkvei the Rabbis Mishkav Shein Ishala Dragonus. And Mishkvei to tell me the Mandragonus is two. Al Rabbanan de Miboy Lu Zachar the Mutin Akvus, the Andragonus. They say that Zachar is to exclude the female part of the Andragonus. Zachar Grei de Minogu. How do I know a regular Zachar? Shloika Zachar Minogu. Bein Labar, Main Labar. According to both. Rabbi Biel in your ancient Shalarias. If we're using Mishkei Vadragonis, so where do you know a woman from? And the answer is in the word Isha. Zok the Gemara Vaiter. Amar Rav Shezvi, Amar Rav Chizda. Loi l'kayel Amar Rav Liezer Andragonis Zachar Ma'al Yehu. Shemato Aymer Kei, B'mugdashim Yikadosh. We're going to see momentarily that Rav Liezer says, if you donate an Andragonis animal for a carbon, it does not become a carbon. Because it's not a male. Not a zachar. So, we see that even though Rabbi Eliezer treats an androgynous as a male for tzkila purposes, when it comes to kachim, he does not treat it like a male. That's what we're saying. Loi l'kohom Rabbi Eliezer androgynous zachar ma'al yehu. Not for everything that Rabbi Eliezer say that androgynous is considered like a regular male. Right? Because if it would be true, then we touch him, you kaddish. By carbon, it would become kaddish. And we will see that it's not. So there's a machloikas reshaying them how to understand this. Is an andragon, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is an andragon a male, except the Torah said for kachim purposes it's not? Or is andragon not a male, but for his mitzvah zachar, the Torah said treat him like a male? Which way does it go? Is an androgynous a suffix? And the Torah said, for Mishkav Zachar purposes, treat him like a male. And the proof is he's a suffix is that it's not Kodesh by Kachim. Or is an androgynous a male and treat him like a, except for Kachim? Most Rishayim learn, I shouldn't say most, a lot of Rishayim learn, Rabbi Eliezer holds an androgynous as a male. We kill a guy for living with an androgynous. Meaning, so the question is, what is the
male but not for?
So the question is he male and this is an exception? Or is the skila the exception that we treat him like a male? But everything else is a suffix. Now, Kamina is when he marries a woman, is it a vadai marriage? Or is it a suffix marriage? If the woman would be Mizana now, is she an HSH that's Mizana? Well, we can't kill her because maybe he's not a male. Now, we're giving him skila for Mishkav Zachar, but at the same time, if I'm Gosh, it's not Hegdish.
Mum has nothing to do with it.
What?
Mum.
It seems like not. Even though there's a Mandiyamah that says that Avanaregis is about Mum, there's a Mandiyamah that says that, but the Gemara here in Rabbi Eliezer is not operating that way.
For other mitzvahs? Like, I don't know.
The Gemara will say why it's not operating that way. There's a reason for it. There is a man, the Amar, Mesechus Bechairus, that says that an androgynous is a Balmo. But that's not Rabbi Eliezer. It's clearly not Rabbi Eliezer, as we will see. I don't remember. Honestly, don't remember.
Could do the
Avoda? Can a Kohen with an androgynous do an Avoda? It's a good question.
No. I mean,
that's a good question.
And I don't want to hear this question.
You just
said this one man, the Amber, says he's a Balmur.
Correct.
Meaning, according to others, it's a fine person.
It depends. According to old Andragonus, is a suffix. He might be a lady. We don't let ladies do Avaita.
Any other mitzvahs that are Tully then? Like, Minion, I don't know. What's
Tully? If you hold Andragonus as a suffix, you can't count him for Minion. You're right, the Rambam Patskin is a suffix. and he's chayav tefila. At the zachar, even though he's a suffix. That's how the Rambam learns. Other Rishayim say no, he's a zachar with one exception for kachin. So according to those Rishayim, he can count it for minyan. He's a marriage that needs a get. He's 100% male for one exception, kachin.
Kachin means an animal that has.
Correct. The Tana Rabbana. The Tana Rabbana. Hanirva, that is an animal that committed bestiality. Vamukta, that is an animal that was designated for Avodah Zarah. Vahanevad is somebody who bowed down to an animal as an Avodah Zarah. He didn't designate it as a carbon for Avodah Zarah. That's what Mukta is. Nevad is he bowed down to an animal. Ha'esnan, that is an animal that's used as a present for prostitution. Umechir, he exchanged an animal for a dog. The Torah does not want that as a carbon. The Tumtum Bandragonus, now these are birds. Now the halakha is as follows. Let me give an introduction. I should have given an introduction before I started the Braita. A nevela of a kosher bird, if one eats it, he becomes tameh and his clothing becomes tameh. Touching a dead bird, kosher bird, will not make you tameh. That animal will. That bird will not. Chicken dies. You touch it, you're not tameh. Not nevela. For some purposes. However, if one eats exayas of a dead chicken, not only does he become tameh by eating it, his clothing becomes tameh as well. Now, it's only true by regular nevela. When they did malika in the Beis HaMikdash, even though if one would do malika in his backyard, it would be a nevela. They used to kill the bird with the from the backside, from the back of the neck. But for karbonis, that's the way to do it. So it's not a nevela, and a kayin eats it. What if you have a pusula bird for a carbon, and they did malika, and the kayin ate it? Is that nevela or not nevela? So the rule is, certain psulim we consider not nevela, and certain psulim we consider nevela, depending on what made it a pusula carbon. Now, Zok de Braisa, if the bird committed bestiality, or was designated as a carbon for Avodah Zarah, or was served, or was given as for prostitution, or was changed as a dog, or tumtum badragimus, metamim begadam abeis ablia. If the kayan eats it, after malika was done, this is nevela. Even though it was brought as a carbon, these are not kosher karbanas, and these are puzzle enough to qualify that it's nevela, and if a kayin ate it, he becomes tameh, and his clothing becomes tameh. Rabbi Eliezer Eimer, tumtum b'adraginus, ein b'tameh b'gadim abeis ablia. He says it's not a kosher carbon, but it's not enough to make it a nevela. Why? Shehayu Rabbi Eliezer Eimer. Rabbi Eliezer said, kol makom shenemar zachor nekeva. Whenever the Torah says the carbon has to be a zachar or an akeva, atamaita tumtum andragonus v'neim. That excludes tumtum and andragonus. Tumtum and andragonus are not male and they're not female. Tumtum because we don't know, and andragonus because it's not male or female for carbonic sake. Oif, however, they never by zachar and akeva. But by birds, the Torah has no qualification of male or female. Yatamaita tumtum andragonus v'neim. A tumtum and andragonus is kosher. Now, what is that saying? Didn't Rabbi Eliezer say that Andragonus is a male? The answer is, by Kutchim, it's not a male. By Kutchim, whenever it says Zachar, Andragonus does not qualify. Birds, the Torah doesn't care, so Tumtum and Andragonus are good enough by birds. So here is Rabbi Eliezer saying it's not a Balmum, because if it were a Balmum, it wouldn't be good. Not a Balmum, and at the same time, he says, it's by animals, it's no good because it's not a male. But didn't he say it was a male? It's a raya that when it comes to kachim, he doesn't treat it like a male, he treats it like a suffix. Now,
you don't know the answer to the question, right?
I said, I don't understand that. Which way is he saying? But the Gemara is saying he's male for Mishkav Zachar, he's not male for Kabbalah. How do you want to explain that? Machloikas Rishayim. Yes.
And the other we're talking about human.
The Gemara does not differentiate because a male by a man would be a male by an animal.
But one set of species is dealing with humans, and the other is dealing with animals, whether they're conventional or not. Why does his opinion about how an androgynous is classified necessarily skip from one to the other?
Maybe that's Pshat, again, Rabbi Eliezer differentiates between the two. So you're telling me a Pshat of why? No, because the Gemara doesn't say the reason why he differentiates. The Gemara just points out that he treats him like 100% male vis-a-vis men, halacha, and he treats him like a suffix when it comes to kachim.
What's right, suffix?
Because it says by birds that it's good. Because the Torah did not insist on male or female, so they're...
Why did Rabbi see something? Maybe it's because... What's the right at something? I thought Rabbi said there's three ways to learn...
I mean, maybe it's a different creature?
Yeah.
It's, that would be... Okay, maybe. You're right. Maybe. Maybe.
That's why it's different.
Maybe. Yeah. It might be because of animal... Again.
By humans, it's not.
Again. It would be a way of understanding it, but the Rishonim don't pick that way. They say it's either an accept. Well, you could learn that way. If you learn like the Rishonim that say he's a male, and androgynous is a male, and kachim is an exception, so you could say it's an exception because it's an animal. If you learn because it's a suffix, and it's only halacha of a skila, then you're saying it's not an exception. You're saying that it's really never a male, it just has the halacha of a male from Mishnah Zohar. A uterus? I don't know.
I think we've already determined someone's opinion was that such a person cannot.
Somebody said it here. I don't know. And
cannot sire beget a child.
I don't know. Doesn't say. I didn't see it anywhere. Somebody here said it, but I don't know. I didn't see it anywhere else.
Has no uterus, so doesn't carry a child.
Again, I have no idea anything more than the Gemara says, which is he has male and female genitalia. That's all I know.
I'm just wondering why that is a clarification of whether it's male, female, or... Because if you're not into either, that to me would argue other. You can't produce a child, you can't carry a child.
Well, there are males that can't produce a child, and there are females that can't carry a child, so that wouldn't be a different proof to anything.
That you never...
That wouldn't prove anything. Rashi. Dr. Rashi, I'm sorry. Hervea Legosina. Before that, I think. The Mugdashim Yikadish Likarev. Hervea Legosina. Shein Lach Oif Hervea Isha. A bird can never do bestiality. Meaning it can't be the active participant, it has to be the passive participant. It was separated and designated for the carbon of the Zara. He bowed down and made it Avodah Zarah. Nevelus Oivtar Ein Lo Tumah, Elo Beis Ablio. Rashi tells me a fact. Nevelus Oivtar only makes you tummy when you swallow it. Ksiv La Yoichal Lo Tumah Ba. Atamaitse Tumtum Adragis Veneim, Kedu Shina Zohar Vadai, Nekeve Vados, Loi Tumtum Vadragimus. Alma Lurably Ezel Loi Kachi. For Kachim, it's not considered male. Dr. Gavar Vai Tamar Av Nachum Ba Yitzchuk Avanan Nami Tanina. We have this in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer Reimer, Hakloyim, a mixed breed. It is a mixed breed of a...
Lamb and a goat.
What?
It's like a lamb and a goat.
Lamb and a goat. Utrefa, that's an animal that is visibly trefa. V'yotzedaifim, and it is an animal born through a cesarean. Tumtum v'adragonis, like daishin, they never can become made hegdish. V'loy makachim, and they cannot affect the tmura. there's a halacha that says you're not allowed to exchange animal A for animal B. If you do, it's effective. Well, if it's an androgynous, it can't affect the tumura. Now, the Gemara, the Rashi is going to explain, if it never became hegdish, of course it can't affect the tumura. So why does it have to say that? And Rashi will explain. We amar Shmuel loy kadoshim b'tumura, loy mekatshim b'aisa tumura. It's not kadosh. Even as a tumura, where you can make a balmum a tumura, you can exchange an animal for a balmum and it works. Again, it's a lav, it's usher, but it works. Except an androgynous cannot become that.
If they were the subject of the tumura, mean the one that they were transferring to.
And they can't affect something else to be a tumura of them. Shmamina, we see from here, the Rebbe Eliezer is not considered a male when it comes to kachim. What? One is to be the tumura, and one is to make the other one a tumura of it.
That's the same thing with the commentator said. It was full repeating.
No, he's explaining. When it says, like kadashim, like makachim, he explains what it means. Rashi, Kalayim Pasul Akrava. The Chassidut says Shara Ketuv Eiz. I'm sorry, Prat LeKalayim. Ki Yevaleg Prat LeDeitz Daifin. Hani Chamishi Yalav Rabbi Yehuda Mikroy B'Tmura B'Perig Yesh Kabanos. He learns out LeChayok Kedusha Leim. If you donate them to Hegdish, they don't become a carbon. We have got the Sharp Suli Akrava. Even though other things Pasul Akrava. Then Reveya V'Nirva Muktzah V'Nevad. Bestiality set aside for carbon of Edizara served Esnan presence of prostitute Mechir exchange for a dog. It becomes a carbon, becomes a pasul of carbon, but it gets kedushas haguf. And you have to get a mum in order to redeem it. And even after you redeem it, you no longer can share and work with it. Like every other carbon that gets a mum and you redeem, these never become hegdish. They become hegdish only that you use their money. Like you donate a tree. And you can redeem them without a mum. You donated it to Hegdish. Hegdish owns it, but not as a carbon. That you redeem it and use the money for a carbon. And the animal is mutter to share and work. Like Daishin B'Tmura. Not only doesn't it become Hegdish when you donate it to Hegdish. Rashi here is referring to the following halacha. If a person donates an animal for a carbon and it develops a mum, he can redeem it. But the animal retains certain levels of kedusha. If a person donates a balmum to begin with for hegdish, it never gets kedusha sagluf. And doesn't have, you just redeem it and you can do whatever you want with it. Because it never became a carbon. If you donate an animal that's not a balmum, that becomes a balmum, you can redeem it, but since it was once a carbon, it will retain certain halachas. No sharing it, no working with it. If you donate an animal that was a balmum at the time of donation, never gets kedusha sagof. And therefore, you just pay hegdish for it, and give hegdish the money, and you can use it for whatever you want. Now, that's true by original hegdish. If a guy takes a balmum and says, this should be an exchange for a carbon, to laugh, by the way, you're not allowed to make a tumura. But if he did, the balmum becomes a tumura. Even though a balmum cannot become a carbon, but it can become a tumura. It's gzeiras
hakasav. What did he do again? He took the
again. Reuven owns a balmum. He donates it as a shlamim. It never becomes a shlamim. It's like donating a table for a shlamim. You take the money, you buy an animal. You sell the animal, you buy another animal that's good for a shlamim. A balmum cannot become a shlamim. However, if he donated an animal that wasn't a balmum, and it developed a mum, it was a shlamim, one in a mumim, wherever it is.
No, where? In the rishus of...
Makes no difference where.
Even in your own house?
Yes, he donated it as a shlamim. It became a shlamim. And now, he got a mum. He redeems it. But the animal, since it was once a shlamim, retains certain restrictions. No giza, no avaida. No sharing, no work. That's true by the original hegdish. So again, if Reuven donates an animal that's not a balmum, it's a carbon. You get a mum, you redeem it with restrictions. If Reuven donates an animal that's already a balmum, it never became a carbon. It's a table. It's a chair. Rashi calls it a dikla, a date tree. Now, I know, forget about Tumura. I didn't say a word about Tumura yet. That's the halacha. There's another halacha. Reuven donated an animal for a shlomim. He's not allowed to make a Tumura, period. He's not allowed to say, oh, I want to change this animal for that animal. To lav. But if he does it, both are hegdish. The shlomim is hegdish, and the Tumura that he attempted to make also becomes hegdish. He was over a lav, and he, just let me finish, he's over a lav, and they're both hegdish. It's a special Xeris HaKasim called Tumura. You're not supposed to do it. You're not supposed to change a shlomim for a different animal. But if you did, transgressed a lav, but it's effective. It became a Tumura. That's the halacha. What if the animal... It doesn't take it off the other one. Now what happens if Reuven had a shlomim, and he took an animal that's a balmum, and he says, I want this to be a Tumura. It becomes a Tumura. Even though when he made it a Tumura, was already a balmum. And the original Hegdish, if he would have made the animal a balmum into a carbon, it would not have been a carbon. But by Tumura, a balmum can become a Tumura. That's the halacha. That means there's a greater range of animals that can become a Tumura than animals that can become a carbon. A balmum cannot become a carbon. A balmum can become a Tumura and would have to be redeemed and would have restrictions. How about a tumtum and andragulus? Can they become a Tumura? And the answer is no. They're worse than balmum. Yes, I'm sorry, you have a question.
Yes, thank you. Can you please remind me, what's the definition of a tumor?
Exchange.
Okay. Why can you make a balmum a tumor?
There is a cousin.
What is a coin?
Nothing to do with this gemara.
Is it a coin?
It's worse than a coin, but I don't want to get involved with that. Nothing to do with this gemara.
I know that. Is that defined as for Gulen? Or can you do that for, you do Giza Lehekdish?
No.
Can you do that?
No. Giza means that once it's redeemed, you can shecht it and eat the meat. You cannot work with it. You cannot use its wool.
I don't go to the Kohanim?
It's redeemed.
Oh.
It got a mum and you redeemed it. Now you're animal.
What do you do with the Giza?
You don't.
No, you wouldn't. Well, there is Giza on it.
When you shecht it, what happens to the Giza after the Shechita?
Yeah.
I hate to do this. I think it's a Machloekas and Masechtas Mechairis. I think so, but I'm not sure. I don't remember correctly.
You heard that from it?
No, it's us. You're not allowed to use the geese. According to one of the Amr, once you shecht it, you can take the whole wool.
From the animal.
Which way? You can eat it.
That's all you can do with it?
What else do you want to do with it?
I can eat it. Why can't I use the wool?
There's a custom.
I can't work it. I mean, the only animal that's work and the geese, there's nothing else you can do.
Well, yeah, the Gemara has a machloik as well, but the milk. It's a machloikas. It's a machloikas. So Rashi says over here, like Daishin B'tzmura, why me buy a tchilas hegdish? Not only the beginning of hegdish, like Kachi, that it doesn't become hegdish, I feel about mum shakad the mummy like Daishin enough, like Dushu Sagrov. Even a balmum can't become hegdish because Amr b'b'chayr is preparing beis. El avilim heimer kaddish behem. Even if you made it a tmura, hani loy mekachi, it won't become kaddish. The ilu balmum chay lalek dushas haguf lasa begizav avoida. A balmum is a carbon for tmura. Af mishiyivda, even after you redeem it, tchsev toiv bara im hama yimarenu. Even if it's a good one for a bad one, a balmum. Avilu haki ahani. Avilu haki ahani loy chayli. On these, it's not. The aim mekadesh las is tumura mein kadeshim, and it cannot make something else a tumura. The aim rechulim behem ein meisim tumura. If they're kadesh, they don't affect the tumura. If there's a tzmura, they don't become a tzmura. For hatsam by svinam beperik tzmura. If they never became a carbon, of course they can't affect the tzmura. You can have it. You donated an animal, it became a carbon, and then it became a trefa. It no longer can affect the tzmura. Or the magdish vlad, you donated a fetus, the yata derek daifen, and it was born through a cesarean. It can no longer affect the tzmura. Avuklayim tumtum and adraygin shenifslu mitzashi tzurasam. Those three were created puzzle. They can become hegdish if their mother was a carbon. So I say iman kadaisha, umata kantam yiru v'yistavu v'yivden v'yaychlein v'atrefet v'kaver. You let it graze, and it gets a mum. You redeem them and you eat them, but they cannot affect the tamura because they never get the level of kedusha to affect the tamura. That's what they're saying. All we're proving from here is the Rabbi Eliezer does not consider it a male, because if he considered it a male, he wouldn't have excluded this from a carbon. So for Kutchim, he doesn't consider it a male, even though for Mishkav Zachar, he did consider it a male. Fine. I'm going to try to finish the parak so people don't have to bring two articles tomorrow. Rabbi Eliezer, Aymer, Chayavin Aleph Skila Kazachar, Tanya Amarebi. Shalachti luma tairei to Rav Elazar ben Shammua. When I went to learn Taira by Rav Elazar ben Shammua, chavru alei tamidav katar negrelim shebeis bukya. They gathered to me like the roosters of Beis Bukya that don't let a strange rooster into their flock. Meaning, they basically did not want me there. That's what I think Shashat is. What does he
joint,
say?
Joint forces against me.
Joint forces against me. The bottom line is from Rabbi Elazar ben Shammua, I learned one thing. They didn't let me in. But I learned one thing. Rabbi Elazar, I'm on dragon and say, I'm on the skill of Kazakh. Rashi Shabbat, Bukhya, Bakir, and Bakharifim, they were very knowledgeable and sharp. I mean, that's talking about the roosters. They don't let anybody in. Yes, Mutaris Lebaleim, Vasuris Lebameim. We will start that in Mirch Shem tomorrow. We need Artsko Volume 3.
In which way, though? Both ways?
No, that's Chayv Stila Kazakar, only in the Zachar, Shabbat Zerzah. Everybody say, have a wonderful Rosh Chodesh.